Hey everyone, welcome back to the Origine Podcast. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Today we're diving into something really fascinating from advanced science.
Yeah, this one's pretty exciting. We're talking about a new method for studying extracellular vesicles, or EVs for short. Think of them like tiny packages that cells send to each other.
Right. And the cool thing is, these EVs have proteins on their surface that are super important for, well, basically everything they do. But studying these surface proteins has been really tricky.
Exactly. So researchers led by Wenyi Zhang and Samir El-Andalusi at Karolinska Institutet came up with this clever solution. They genetically engineered a protein probe that sits on the EV surface.
Oh, like a molecular tag?
Exactly. They use this enzyme called APEX2, which is basically like a tiny labeling machine. When you activate it with some chemicals, it tags all the proteins nearby with biotin.
And biotin is, that's something we can easily detect, right?
Yes. You can pull out all the biotinylated proteins using streptavidin beads, and then use mass spectrometry to figure out exactly what they are. It's like fishing out the tagged proteins and reading their name tags.
That's brilliant. So what did they actually discover with this method?
Well, they tested two different scaffold proteins, CD63 and T-span2, to display APEX2 on the EV surface, and both worked really well. They identified thousands of surface proteins.
Thousands? Wow. And these are proteins that come from the cells making the EVs?
Right. Those are the core surface proteins. But here's where it gets even more interesting. EVs also pick up proteins from their environment, like when they're floating around in blood plasma. These are called corona proteins.
Oh, so it's like they get coated with stuff from the bloodstream.
Exactly. And the team showed that their APEX2 probe could label these corona proteins too. They exposed EVs to mouse plasma, both normal and inflamed, and found the corona composition change depending on the EV type and the environment.
So different EVs attract different proteins? That could be really important for understanding how EVs work in diseases, right?
Absolutely. And there's one more thing they did that I think is really cool. They used this system to identify which proteins on recipient cells actually interact with the EVs.
Wait. So they can see what the EVs are binding to on the target cells?
Yes. They engineered EVs to target a specific receptor called HER2. And when those EVs engaged with cells, the APEX2 tagged the cellular receptors. They actually confirmed HER2 was the top interactor.
That's like catching the handshake between EVs and cells in action. This could be huge for developing EV-based therapies.
Definitely. The authors say this approach could help with biomarker discovery and designing better EV therapeutics. It's a pretty versatile tool.
So, to sum up, they've created a genetic tool that can map EV surface proteins, corona proteins, and even the receptors EVs interact with on target cells, all using this APEX2 proximity labeling system.
Exactly. And the beauty is it's all done through genetic engineering, so you can apply it to specific cell types or EV subpopulations you're interested in.
Very cool stuff. Thanks for breaking that down, Jamie. If you want to read the full paper, it's published in Advanced Science.
And that's all for today's episode of the Origine Podcast. Thanks for listening, everyone.
See you next time.